The state offered several potential problems the so-called ballot selfie law seeks to prevent. Taking photos of one's ballot could help facilitate buying and selling votes. Barring pictures of a ballot could also help prevent voter intimidation and coercion. Simply put, the state argues that ballot secrecy has been vital for more than 100 years, and the ballot selfie statute is a natural offshoot of an existing law that bars people from showing their ballot to others. But Judge Sarah Evans Barker noted the state's position, in her words, wobbles on its inability to show evidence of any of these problems. The state couldn't provide examples of vote buying within the last 25 years. And ACLU Indiana legal director Ken Falk says even if those problems existed, the law is still too broad.
There's no excuse for a law that bans taking pictures of ballots that aren't completed or taking pictures of ballots that you never intend to share or that you're going to share for completely innocent reasons.
Judge Barker says she plans to issue a ruling before the November 3rd election. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.